It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's report coming right up.
In 1923, Bert R. Benjamin had a vision, an all-purpose tractor that could do more. With that, the Farmall was born. This year, Case IH is celebrating 100 years of Farmall, 100 years of milestones, 100 years of innovation, passion, grit. And they're doing it through your stories. Share them at farmall100.com. One lucky storyteller will win their own Farmall, the tractor that is the one for all.
Yeah, it seems like there's plenty of time, but if you're a business that sells to farmers, get the 2023 Farm Progress Show on your calendar and contact the folks at Farm Progress about being among the exhibitors this summer at the Decatur, Illinois Show, August 29th to the 31st. Those prime spots in the exhibit area fill quickly, so make sure your product is out there very visible to America's finest farmers. Contact Farm Progress 630-524-4725. 630-524-4725. Have you heard of blastomycosis? People contract blastomycosis after breathing in microscopic fungal spores from the air. The spores then turn into yeast that can stay in the lungs or be transferred through the bloodstream to other parts of the body. Now, most people don't get sick. Some develop flu-like symptoms. But in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, more than 90 employees at a paper mill are believed infected with that fungus found in soil and decaying wood. And about a dozen of those people have wound up in the hospital. With some 900 employees, that Billerud paper mill in Escanaba, Michigan, is the largest employer in the northern part of that state. At Ankeny, Iowa, a man and a woman in their 80s are homeless this morning after their sprawling house burned over the weekend. A contractor's pickup truck sitting out in the driveway caught fire and exploded, and the winds quickly spread the blaze to the house. The four-car garage there had a 1930 Model A in it. This may very well continue for another year, we predict. The population numbers just out show that Cook County, Illinois, home to Chicago, and the second largest county in the United States, had 94,000 residents move out last year. Now, some 26,000 people moved in, especially from other nations, so the net loss was just 68,000. Despite its inhospitable weather at times, Cook County, Illinois, Chicago, largest city here in the heartland, is the fifth most popular destination for people arriving from other countries. I happened to see some advice the other day on a farm media website about how to grease equipment. I have the feeling most farmers know already how to grease their equipment, but the author referred to what he called a zerk as the place where the grease is inserted. Now, I have found that that term zerk that I use all the time is not universally known. It may be called a grease fitting. Some parts of the country, they call it a grease nipple. But here's what I turned up a few years ago while researching Zerk. There really was a guy named Zerk, the inventor, who was buried in Wisconsin. That may be among the stories I share in the next Max Armstrong book. Had one about 6 years ago, Stories from the Heartland. I call it a good bathroom book. It had short stories, had a lot of pictures, and it was small enough to fit right on top of the tank. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.